BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily with everything we did at the Teen Awards on the red carpet, including Rixton, The Vamps, Rizzle Kicks and Ariana Grande. What an awesome day at the Teen Awards yesterday.
Oh, it was so much fun. So much fun. My first time there as well.
Yeah. And you went on stage with me, which was awesome.
I was so nervous.
I know. But you were holding it together really well. I was like, are you nervous? You're like, No, not nervous.
I don't get how you do it. You just literally, there was 10,000 people there. It was just ridiculous. And I was sort of stood side of the stage and I just didn't know where you're going to look, what you're going to think.
You were great. You did good. I was proud. So we interviewed a lot of people on the red carpet at the Teen Awards yesterday. We've got that for you between now and 4 o'clock. Loads of Teen Awards music as well. And just about 1:40, a proper sit-down sofa chat that we had with Ariana Grande, which was great, wasn't it?
It was really good.
I didn't know what to expect because I'd never met her before, but she was absolutely lovely.
That's the thing, I'd heard things, yeah. and they're wrong, because she was actually quite cool.
You do hear things about her, but fine, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. I'm sorry that I left you on the red carpet on your own for a bit.
So it was chaos, so we just turned up, there was loads of screaming going on, I think you got distracted. Were you doing interviews?
Yeah, I was doing a couple of press interviews, okay?
Or were you just performing the crab up and down the red carpet for people?
The crab would have been impossible to do on that red carpet because it was so soapy.
True.
It was like someone had put carpet cleaner on and then it had rained. I don't know what had happened. I think that... Is that what happened? All right, okay. So every time you walked on it, it was just like, oh, this is getting soapier and soapier now. And all the stars were like, what have you done to the carpet? I'm like, oh, I just tried to clean it and then it rained.
But the problem is you went running off and Ella Henderson turned up and I felt the need to just take control. So I kicked things off. It was just me on my own.
Ella, welcome to the Teen Awards.
Hello.
So every time we see you, you've got another gimmick. You know, you can get your fist in your mouth. I mean, what else are you going to do for us here today?
Just singing. That's my gimmick here
just
today.
Just singing now.
Just singing, yeah. Oh. I am doing a new track off the album, though. That's
okay.
Going to be exciting today. One that I've never really done at a big gig before.
Are you looking forward to doing that?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's one of my favourite ones off the album.
You know we do this game on the show, Real or No Real. You played
yes,
it before.
Yeah.
We've kind of run out of Real or No Reels for you, so we just need some facts about you. Feel free to
some
make
facts.
Up. Ones that are unbelievable.
I used to get called Frog Face as
frog
a kid.
Face.
That is true.
Really?
Frog Face, yeah, because I've got a big mouth.
Okay.
Hence why I can fit my fist in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to get called Frog Face as a kid.
Anything else?
I've got like really wide feet. Like I spread them out and wiggle them.
Like webbed?
Yeah, I can wiggle them individually.
You can wiggle your toes individually?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's some facts.
One other thing that we're doing is we want you to ask a question to the next person that we're going to be interviewing. But the good thing is you don't have to be here for it, so it can be as rude or inappropriate as you like.
Right, okay.
And make it as difficult as you can think of as well.
Rate the smell of your breath from 1 to 10.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll have that.
She's such good value, Ella Henderson.
Love her.
Always gives you a good fact about herself. That's my boy. You did good there.
Cheers. Strong start.
Really good. So we asked each band or artist to give us an awkward question to ask to the next band or artist that we were going to meet. So find out how Labyrinth rates his breath between 1 and 10 next, because he was the next person we got to interview.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ella Henderson and Glow from Radio 1's Teen Awards. She asked me to bring the crab hat on Grimmy's show on Friday from Strictly, you know, when I did the crab. I did send her a picture of me wearing it. I don't have it in my possession now. They won't let it out of the building.
Everyone was calling out for the crab.
I know, I should have brought it with me, you know. There were audience singing the Strictly theme tune, which I thought was a bit weird, on the red carpet. All these teenagers going... There they are. I really hope the crab's not going to be my lasting legacy.
It is. It already is. The crab's the biggest thing that you'll ever do.
Excellent. So Labyrinth was the next person that you interviewed on your red carpet while I was faffing around somewhere else.
You still hadn't turned up.
Yeah. And remember, we're asking each band or artist to give us an awkward question to ask to the next one. So you went straight in and asked Labyrinth the question that Ella Henderson had asked.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your breath?
On a scale of 1 to 10, my breath is fresh this morning. I use some very good toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like we've got to shout. Are you looking forward to your performance today?
Yeah, 100%. I haven't been on the stage for a while, so it's nice to come back and do the Teen Awards to, like, crazy, wild fans and watch them go as crazy as possible, you know?
Do you know what we're doing? We're getting everyone that we interview to ask a question for the next person that we interview.
Okay.
But the good thing is you don't have to be here, so you can make it as inappropriate, as awkward as you like. Basically, the most awkward question you could get asked. I don't know who's coming next, but do you want to think of one?
Do you have a rash anywhere on your body?
Okay. Anywhere that it can't be seen.
Anywhere that it can't be seen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. We love that. And we've got to ask about your necklace. What's going on?
My necklace is a GoPro. I record everything.
You're recording this now?
I record everything that I do. So you guys are probably going to be on my my little GoPro lifestyle.
Yes, love that.
So that's a good question. Thanks, Labyrinth. He asked for a picture of me yesterday. I'm like, why?
I saw that. He was proper fangirling over you.
He's like, let's do the crab. Let's not. find out how Maisie Williams off of Game of Thrones answered that awkward question posed by Labyrinth a bit later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Labyrinth! That is Let It Be on BBC Radio 1.
He's quality, isn't he?
Love him. I also, like, the way he dresses is so cool.
He's like, smart.
Wherever your wardrobe is from, I want that.
But he was going round with a little camera. He wore it all day.
Yeah.
As he said in that little chat. So I imagine we're going to be on a video at some point.
Oh, good. Okay, so Maisie Williams, how did she answer that last awkward question from Labyrinth? Find out soon. Also, we have got our interview with Ariana, who is lovely. That's coming up about 1:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And next, our sit-down chat that we had with Ariana Grande yesterday. I was pleasantly surprised by her. I like how starstruck you were by seeing her manager as well.
Oh, that was incredible. Because it took me a while to realise who he was. And it's only when you said his name in full that I suddenly got it. In fact, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. Scooter Braun?
Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun.
Manager of Ariana and Rixton.
Isn't he the guy who...
And
who,
Psy.
Who...
And first, Justin Bieber.
Yes, first discovered Justin Bieber.
It's only because you've seen him on that film that we watched together in that hotel room once, Never
oi,
Say
oi.
Never.
Oi, oi.
Like what? You've seen it. Right, there's no harm in it. We've said it loads of times. What's wrong with watching the Justin Bieber film? Nothing.
I don't think you need to make a big drama about it.
But that's where you know him from.
It is, but that was just because you were watching the film. It happened to be on at the same time I was in the same room, so I watched it with you. I
I'm saying
it was all right, actually.
I'm saying that you were more impressed by meeting Scooter Braun than anyone else.
Probably, yes. Is that bad? No, he's
not a pop star, he's a manager.
Yeah, but I keep seeing loads about him on Twitter, and I think secretly I kind of want to go into business with him.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen. So we sat down with Ariana. We had quite a long chat, actually, which you'll hear in a minute. I also dared you to call her Ariana Grande, but you weren't having any of it.
No.
The thing is, right, she's really nice, but I wouldn't mess with her, would you?
No, absolutely not.
No, 100% not.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's too much going on in this.
Chaos, isn't it? That was you, the sheep was you.
No, and the roar. That was Jack Yu and Kaiser on BBC Radio 1. It's a very busy track, that. Take you there. I don't know why, but listen out for me going quite Australian during the Ariana Grande interview. I have no idea why.
I think it's because Scooter Braun was there.
But he's not Australian.
Oh, I assumed you were putting on a voice to try and impress him.
Did you think he was Australian?
No, I didn't think he was Australian. I didn't know where he was from.
Why would I put in an Oz accent then?
No one will know why.
We are at the Teen Awards with Ariana Grande. Hello.
I accidentally said Teen Choice on stage once.
That's okay.
It's similar.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing, just that, that's the American version. Yeah, you did.
Okay, good.
So you did your performance.
Yes.
Good.
It was really fun. Mm. The audience was amazing. Yeah. Wow, the energy was so fantastic.
So this is my friend Chris, who's on my show with me.
Hey.
And today was the first time that he's ever done anything like that. So imagine how scary that is, the first time you go on in front of like Wembley. It's quite crazy. Yeah.
So that's awesome.
It's literally, yeah, but it's just the scariest thing when you look out and you can see people, but then you can look even further
and there's
even more
people. Oh, see, I can't see people.
Oh, can you not?
No, my eyes, I can see very close and that's it.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of nice.
But there's a lot of people there.
You can definitely hear them, though.
I was shaking and just trying to hide it, and I don't know where you should put your hands. It's fun, but...
Maybe that's because I can't make out all the faces.
But you're a pro. I'm not, you know.
I think you're a pro.
I think I got away with it.
Is your phone still broken?
It is broken, yes.
It's weird that I know that, isn't it? That's Twitter for you.
I know, it's public knowledge now.
What happened to it?
I don't know, I haven't been able to text or tweet in like a couple of days.
Isn't it weird when you're phoneless?
It's weird, but it's kind of zen. I have to say I kind of love it a lot. I'm paying attention, I'm engaging in conversation. It's really beautiful.
Do you get phantom vibrations? Because I get this thing
phantom vibrations.
Yeah, if you haven't got your phone on you, you still feel like it's going off every now and then. And then you go down and you're like, no, it's not there.
No, I don't get phantom vibrations, but I kind of have been enjoying my time phoneless.
It's quite good, actually. It's quite liberating. And you like it because often you realize you're actually looking up for the first time and not looking down.
Yeah. You're like, wow, I'm engaging. It's really cool.
I thought that by now, though, because who you are, you would have had a new one box fresh and delivered to
please.
Wembley.
Oh, please.
No?
No, of course
But why?
Not. I was going to wait for mine to be fixed.
Oh, is it not a broken screen, is it? You haven't smashed it?
No, it's not a broken screen. It's just not working.
Okay. Is it true that you won the Sexiest Vegetarian Celebrity Award 2014?
From PETA. Yes.
That's so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Who are you up against?
The other vegetarian celebrities, I'm guessing.
I wonder who they are. I can't think of many straight to the top of my mind.
There's loads of vegetarian celebrities.
Yeah, but I didn't know they had an awards for it. Mm. What other categories were there?
I'm not sure, but the
PETA... But she was honoured to receive it.
Yeah,
right?
I was honoured to receive it. I got a really cute pig statue.
Really?
It was a little pig with a star. It was
That's
quite
a bit
sweet.
Appropriate.
It was a happy pig because it's alive and it's not being eaten.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's silly.
Okay.
And Ariana, is this the award that you would say you're most proud of?
I think so.
Or are there others?
I think so. I think this might be it.
Do you ever sleep? Because sometimes I see you on Twitter and I'm like, oh, she's a bit tired, ill.
I do sleep. I'm sort of obsessed with sleeping. I don't get the chance to do it often. Mm. But when I do, I sleep. Like, I knock out for a long time.
Yeah. Like, for ages.
For, like, a year, yeah.
A year.
No, I'm just kidding.
And when you do relax, what do you do? Do you read? Do you,
yes,
do you
I read,
Google
I watch
yourself?
Movies. No, hell no. I don't look at anything.
Do you not?
No, once I'm done performing or done doing an interview or done working, really, I don't look at anything. I really try to keep it zen and keep it real with my friends and my family.
But because when you're as big as you are, how do you actually avoid that? Because you're going to see some
stuff,
I can't avoid it.
No, I can't avoid it at all. But I can control how much I let into my personal space, into my, you know, little bubble, you know. I can also control how I deal with it as well. Okay. I can handle how I react to it, how I take it. You know, I don't take anything very seriously unless it's from my friends or my family.
When you do get anything negative, like, what is your way of dealing with it? Because everyone has, I think anyone at your level will have to have some kind of way
of
dealing with it.
Of course. I've done a really good job of sort of establishing this space for my head, like my mental space. I've done a really good job of like sort of shielding it and being like, oh, I saw something I shouldn't have seen. It kind of upset me, but it's not real. I'm going to just spend time with my friends and family and it'll blow over because there's no truth to it.
This is good as well, you know, because obviously a lot of young people will be listening to this.
I try to focus on the positive, you know what
really
I mean?
It's really good because, like, a lot of people will be listening and you know, they'll hear bad things or they'll see bad things about themselves. And it's nice to have someone talking
about
it.
I mean, to the kids or the people or the listeners or teenagers or adults or anyone who's dealing with that, because everyone deals with that kind of, you know, you just sort of have to realize that you have the power to literally just turn off your phone and not see it. Or just to mentally say, hey, this is not healthy for me to fixate on and focus on, and I have, you know, beautiful things happening as well. And the more you focus on the beautiful things, the more they manifest in your life and the more they expand. Honestly, the more you worry about things, the more they become true. That's
really?
You absolutely can. You can secret it. You can sort of like make it happen.
You should set up a helpline.
I'm actually taking this all in for Strictly.
Oh,
this
things got really deep just now.
Yeah,
you know, like Dancing with the Stars.
Yes,
I'm doing the UK version of that right now.
Oh, cool.
So I'm taking all what you just said on board. All
do
the
it.
Bad comments,
do it.
Everything that
don't
they say.
Don't look at it.
So basically, you counting
it's
that, right. Is that like
that's
life
why I
coaching?
Asked the question. Sorry to be
you know
selfish.
What? You accept it, you say, hey, I accept that, I forgive it, and then you move on, and you just
wow.
live your life.
And that's how Ariana sees it. Having said that, does it feel better to have more Twitter followers than Miley Cyrus? Yeah, it does.
I don't even know I had. I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Okay, yeah, you do, by the way.
I don't.
No, you do.
You just brought that into my bubble that I'm so
sorry.
Protected by.
But it's true, so yay for you. More Twitter followers than Miley and sexiest vegetarian of the year. Come on. It's
well,
going well,
you.
Isn't it? I know you can't wait for Halloween, right?
Scooter! You're so creepy.
What's Scooter
why
doing
do
with the camera?
I love Scooter so much. He just made a creepy face.
Listening right now, Ariana's manager, Scooter Braun, is pointing a camera in our general direction with a really serious face on.
It's really scary.
Anyway, back.
Okay, back to the interview.
I know you can't wait for Halloween, right?
I can't wait.
It's your favorite thing.
It's my favorite thing. They asked me, Scooter asked me what if I could have 1 week off for like the holidays, sort of like, he was like, oh, do you want to have your week off around Thanksgiving or Christmas? And I was like, can we make an adjustment? Can it be around Halloween?
Why do you love it so much?
It's a really big deal in my family. Mm. It's a very big deal. I have this really badass goth sort of like dark kind of amazing mother, and she's amazing. She got me a present. She got me a card a few days ago and said, happy early Halloween, honey. It's our time of year.
I love
it's
it.
The cutest thing ever.
Halloween's good because basically, like, it's a good time for fancy dress.
Yeah, it's all know? In this country. I don't know about America, but it's like, I'm a sexy witch. It's like,
yeah.
Why are you sexy?
Well, you can either take the sexy approach or you can either take the gruesome, terrifying approach.
Which is your
I
approach.
Like both.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like both.
So your ideal thing...
I'm usually better at the gruesome approach.
So your... Oh, whatever. So your ideal thing is just like sat there like freaking yourself out with a horror movie.
Yeah, what I want to do this year for Halloween, I want to be in the bushes so that when the trick-or-treaters come, I can pop out and like scare the life out of them. and just film the whole thing. But then I got kind of nervous because we have bufo frogs in Florida and I want to be sprayed with poison.
Oh, those poisonous ones that spray.
Yeah, I'm really terrible. Lost here. Why would you get poisoned from the frogs?
The bufo frogs in Florida, they can sort of, if you get too close or if they feel threatened, they
so if you hide in the bush, which you're planning on doing, that's where the frogs will be.
Yeah, I don't want to be where the frogs are because I don't want to disturb them.
He's terrified of going anywhere where there might be anything dangerous. So if that's Florida off your list.
We're all Florida.
Yeah, no
now.
Bufo frogs for you.
I really didn't think we'd be talking about poisonous frogs with Ariana Grande at the Teen Awards. Did you?
This is good.
It's a good chat. It's going all over the place, but I'm quite enjoying it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hey, can we play a quick game of Normo or Not with Ariana Grande?
Sure, what's Normo?
We do this.
Whether you're normal or not.
Oh, normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Normal, the accent. I thought you said Normo.
Okay,
here we go.
Let's kick it off. If you hear an ice cream van, do you run after it?
No.
No.
Unless it's a non-dairy, vegan, coconut-bliss ice cream truck.
Whoa, that's specific.
I mean, that is quite specific.
Chances are slim.
Right, okay. When was the last time you actually bought something?
When was the last time I bought something, y'all? Every day this week? What do you mean?
No.
I have not shopped.
Okay, there's some debate going on.
Phone cases. We went to buy phone cases.
The fact that we had to ask other people when the last time we
bought
something,
a good point.
Not normal. Okay. Here we go.
When was the last time you had a conversation and it wasn't about you?
Before this interview.
Really?
Yeah, because y'all been asking me about me.
That's true.
That is true.
That
you
doesn't
can't
really
avoid it
this.
If you're a pop star. It's a trick question. Have you ever gone out and worn a disguise?
Never.
Never?
I've never tried that.
Do you think it would draw more attention to you?
No.
With wig, glasses, etc.
Maybe. I'd be like, who's that?
What's the last meal you cooked?
Last meal I cooked?
Yeah.
Vegetable quinoa.
Vegetable quinoa?
With my friend Sasha.
Got it.
Good. When was the last time you threw money at a problem?
What?
Okay. So it's like when Scott racked up a load of bills for some of his parking problems.
Disputes.
Yes. He just threw money at the problem and it went away.
Mm. I don't think I've ever done that.
No?
Okay.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Next.
Does that make me normal or abnormal?
And that's really normal.
Normal?
That's normal, yeah.
It's normal.
Because otherwise you'd be like, oh, that hasn't worked, throw money at it.
Oh, well,
next.
When you stay in a hotel, do you use a code name?
I do.
And has that changed recently?
No.
And
I've
what
been
is
using
it?
The same one forever.
Oh, so you can't tell us?
I can't tell you, I'm sorry.
Oh, rubbish.
Okay.
Is it named after another pop star? Oh, no. That wouldn't work, actually.
No, no. I'm not sure why.
She's not
going to
check in as Mariah Carey,
I'm actually not sure why. Wait, what?
You're not going to check in as Mariah Carey. Oh, is it Mariah Carey?
Yeah. What if I said that? No, definitely not. It's kind of a funny name, but I just used it. I don't know why. I think it was someone on my team, maybe one of my managers, told me to set up a fake one just for when I stay at hotels, but...
What's the longest you've spent watching episodes of a TV show back to back?
When I got my wisdom teeth out, or my wisdom tooth out. I only got one out yet so far. And I watched all of season one of American Horror Story in that one sort of like 3-day period.
That's normal.
Do you know your PIN code for your credit card?
Yes. What is it? Is that the follow-up question?
And what is it? No. What's just the long numbers, all I need.
I do know it.
Okay. Thank you, Ariana Grande. I'm saying refreshingly normal.
I'm saying yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really
I
good.
I like that description.
Apart from the very specific ice cream that you would...
Apart from the ice cream check.
And the asking
normal.
Other people about the last time you bought something. Apart from that, really normal. Okay. We'll come back in a year and review this.
Okay. Hopefully I'll still be refreshingly normal.
I hope so. Thank you very much, Ariana.
Thank you guys so much.
And thank you for appearing at the Teen Awards.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
The Scott Mills
Daily. Hello, Ian. He wants to give congratulations to Ariana for winning the Sexiest Vegetarian Award. What an award that is, though, isn't it?
Mm.
And anything else that she's won, that she is definitely most proud about. You could tell just by talking to her.
Still confuses me that there's an actual award for that, though.
Yeah,
like a ceremony.
Yeah, well, I don't think she went to the ceremony. It's one of those where she probably sent a message. Thank you for this great award. Thanks even for this pig. It's a pig award. M83 and Midnight City. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1 here. Coming up, a chat with Rixton and a bit of their performance. We're going to play Wait On Me from the Teen Awards. Now, you spoke to Maisie Williams and you had to ask that awkward question posed by Labyrinth.
Yes.
Because what we're doing is getting people to suggest an awkward question to ask the next pop star or artist that comes along. So Maisie was on and Labyrinth had chosen a particularly difficult one. And listen to how much he squirms before he asks it.
Okay, first question. It's a tough one.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to ask you this. Have you got a rash anywhere that we can't actually see?
No.
That's from Labyrinth.
Not at present. Is that from Labyrinth? Oh, my God, no.
No? Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Not even just a little one?
Not even just a little one, no.
So we need to talk Game of Thrones because I'm a Stark. My last name's Stark.
Right.
So does that mean we're kind of related?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, what we should do in a minute is have a little family portrait.
Okay, let's do that, sure.
We had Hodor on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, I watched and that was funny.
Oh, you saw it? You saw Innuendo Bingo?
Yeah.
It was a good one and I ended up on his back.
Right, yeah.
Did you find yourself doing that a lot on set with him? It seems the obvious thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then, just when you've got nothing to do, just run up and jump on Christian's back. Like, why not?
I was half expecting you to turn up here today on his back.
He would have been like the car and I just...
That would have been good.
That would have been good. That would have been so original.
Maybe next time.
Next time. Next year.
Every person that we speak to is asking a question for the next person that we interview.
Okay.
This is where the rash thing came from.
Right.
So you can be as inappropriate, try and think of something that you wouldn't want to be asked yourself, and then we'll ask the next person for you.
Have you ever cheated on someone? And then if the answer's no, have you ever been cheated on?
Right, okay. This is good. This could be awkward.
It could be awkward.
Yes, Maisie Williams, that is a good question. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, a bit of Rixton from the Teen Awards coming up. The crowd loved them yesterday. It was nice to see them again because it had been a long time. Well, Friday show.
It feels like we spend a lot of time with them at the moment.
It happens with bands, like over the years I've been on Radio 1, like if they are like new and then suddenly they've got quite a lot going on, I do feel that I spend more time with them than any of my friends or family. And Rixton are that band right now.
But I really, really like them.
They're so cool. I haven't told you about Shane Ritchie.
No?
You know Jake's dad from Rixton, Shane Ritchie?
Yep.
So imagine my surprise when he was supporting Max Branning at Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend.
Was he?
Had a lovely chat. He's now DM'd me. Whoa, I'll DM you, Millsy. I'll DM you. You're good to my lad. I'll DM you. And now I've got Shane Ritchie's number. In you and the bingo, here we come. Alfie Moon. What are you saying? We've got Max Branning and Alfie Moon. Potential in your bingos now. I know. People are just like, oh, really? Yeah, it can happen.
Potentially huge.
Yeah. Max has got quite a lot going on at the moment. A lot of storylines. His name's not Max, it's Jake. Doing Strictly in that. But he says as soon as he becomes available, he really wants to do it. Anyway, down on the red carpet with Rixton at the Teen Awards, had to ask that awkward question
that Maisie Williams wanted to know.
Have you ever cheated on anyone?
Oh, wow.
And if not, have you ever been cheated on?
I have never cheated on anyone, and I have been cheated on.
Really?
Upsetting, that, isn't it?
A little broken heart.
Me and my broken heart.
Yeah. There you go.
Is that really where the song came from?
Not at all. No, okay. No.
Not in any way. No. But it kind of fits the, the answer, so good. Yeah.
So that was Maisie who asked that one, wanted to know from you.
Maisie?
Yeah, so we just interviewed her before. And then what we want to do is the next people that we interview, we want you guys to think of the most inappropriate thing that you could ask.
And we'll ask it to the next person on the red carpet. So shoot.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you get dressed in the dark?
Oh, no!
There you go.
Ow.
There you go.
Okay, good. As you can see, someone's had a mare with the soapy carpet.
I know.
It's good to mess up your shoes.
Yeah. It's not suede shoe, David.
Basically, they tried to clean it and then it rained and, it's a problem.
Do you ever get used to doing these red carpet things?
Not at all. I don't know where we are.
You don't know where
we
are?
No, I don't understand.
People screaming at us and we're like petrified.
I didn't know there was this many teenage girls in Britain.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I had no idea.
And when you go on stage, just to warn you, it's like someone once at the Teen Awards was so loud that they were actually sick.
Really?
Yeah, like physically sick.
Thanks, Scott. Cheers.
Or an act was sick?
It's actually someone who works with us.
That works at Radio 1.
Mm.
But you'll be fine.
Imagine. Just
perfect.
If Charlie throws up.
Imagine that, by the way. Imagine.
You're the one who it would happen to, though.
Yeah, it would. Watch out today. I'm going to throw up.
Are you going to wear the sunglasses indoors as well?
No, I'm not an idiot. No.
Hey, I had a lengthy chat with your dad last
night. Did you? How was it?
It was really good. He's a good guy, isn't he?
He's all right.
He heard the show on Friday and he's like, it's true about the quad bike. And I was like, yeah. I know, Shane. And then he said he wants to do innuendo bingo, so make sure that happens.
Oh, we will then.
All right,
let's do
cool.
A joint one.
Yeah.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that could be good.
That would be awesome, right?
We've not done a father and son yet.
Father and son special.
Yes.
We could do that.
Okay, amazing. Cool.
Okay. Right. Well, make sure that he does contact me because he's like, yeah, I'll DM you.
DM.
And I'm like, all right, Dad.
DM. He's moving up, isn't he?
Yes. I love it, though. Are you looking forward to today?
I can't
Absolutely.
Wait. Yeah, we can't wait. We're heading straight off to New York after.
Yeah.
So we won't have time to hang around, but
literally straight after your performance?
Literally 5 minutes after, yeah, we have to leave, yeah.
Straight in the car.
And then when you get there, how much time will you have between getting to New York and then playing your next show?
A few hours. hours.
You always do this.
I know, I love it though. Yeah. We're always like, oh, we're so tired, but like, this is what we live for, so.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers,
well,
boys.
Have a really good show. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wait on me.
Daily. Exciting times. I actually met Waze off of Waze and Odyssey last week.
Did you?
Yeah, Odyssey was looking after his kids, so he couldn't be there.
Did you share your thoughts on this song? See, I love it.
Maybe I said it was good to him.
You definitely wouldn't have said anything controversial. It's not in your nature.
Not in any way.
I really like it, though.
It's one an easy life for me. That's Waze and Odyssey and R. Kelly, Bump and Grind 2014. See, if that was out 5 years ago, which it could have easily been, you'd have been there with your chain on in Oceania and Watford.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
In the garage room.
Yes.
It's Scott Mills here. I'm going to play a little mix in a minute. First up, more from the Teen Awards. Now, this is good. Little Mix. They were on the red carpet looking very glamorous. Pictures on Twitter now. I'm not sure those sunglasses suit me, actually.
I don't know. It's an odd one.
I'm not sure. Anyway, enough about me. I had just found out, just before this interview had happened, that Jesse and Jake off of Rixton, Jesse off Little Mix and Jake off Rixton, are an item actually going out. So obviously I wanted to ask about that. The screaming that you hear halfway through is because Alfie Days off of Pointless Blog walks past, and that's why people are screaming for him. And it turns out that Little Mix have also seen me prancing around quite a lot on Strictly, as you're about to hear when we spoke to them.
Hi, Little Mix.
Hi.
So did you get dressed in the dark?
Hey.
Oh, my God. That is so rude.
Oops, that was the question that Jake from Rixton wanted to know, because remember we're asking an awkward question to everybody. Mm. So, Jake, thank you for that one.
That was a question that was set by the previous pop stars.
Oh.
So now you've got to come up with one to ask the next pop star that I interview.
It needs to be really like the kind of question you wouldn't want to be asked.
All right.
Do sleep naked, that's better.
Okay, it's good to see you. I've not seen you for ages.
I know, it's been ages.
I just had a chat with your boyfriend.
I know you did.
Yeah, Jake from Rixton. Is that official now?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, relationship status.
But how does it become
in a
official?
Relationship?
Is it like a Facebook thing? Do you have to change
no.
your...
No, he just asked me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. I love pop star love. Oh. So he's flying off to New York after this. How long has it been?
Not that long. It's very new.
I love it though. I'm really pleased.
Are you doing like first dates and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Is it like a tricky cinema first date?
No. Or? Do you know what? We had a first proper date that I've always wanted to do yesterday. We went to Tully's Farm and it was amazing.
It
was like
a farm? Scary.
No, it's Tully's Farm. It's like Fright Night at Fort Park.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Were you scared?
No.
Yeah. Hey, Perry, he's only just found out that you're getting married.
I'm really sorry. I'm way behind on this stuff.
Like, no, that's nice.
But that's crazy. So, yeah. I mean, do you plan hen-dos now and stuff like that? I imagine it's going to be wild.
I haven't planned anything. I think it will be mental when it gets the planning book.
Will it be like L plates and...
Willy straws.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, I'll be doing all that.
You've been here a few times now, like twice, three times?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's still as loud, isn't it?
Do you know what? It's louder.
It is.
It's louder, much louder.
But what is that? What are they trying?
I don't know.
This is too loud.
Now, here's the thing. Do you recognise the person that just walked past?
But we've been locked in a studio for quite a while, so we're a bit off the radar.
Did you see him dressed as a crab?
No, I haven't seen
him. I did that last week. It was a good one.
But you're doing amazing.
It's so hard.
Dude, you're so good.
You literally make my heart just want to fly into the heavens.
Why?
You are. I just love you so much.
It's amazing.
Well, you can go dance at the wedding.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Can I dance at your wedding?
Of course you can.
Yeah, right, done.
Of course.
We've done so many deals in this interview.
That's great. Yeah, it's
all exclusives all the time. Right, listen, have an amazing
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'll be dancing quite averagely at a One Direction wedding.
Wow, do you think this could happen?
I've got it recorded, she can't back out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think I really will be able to dance there because I've kind of set my heart on it now.
I mean, she said she was up for you being there.
Hmm.
I mean, would you be DJing or would it just be the dancing?
No, just dancing.
Okay. I mean, if you offered to do both, surely that would be cost effective for them. Mm. But then saying that, who
do you think I should charge them?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay, DJ. I was going to do it for free, but actually...
But who has dancers at a wedding? Because ultimately they're going to do the first dance, aren't they?
Maybe I could... we can make it a three.
So if it's dancing before the first dance...
That's really awkward.
It's a bit weird.
Dancing before the first dance.
And we should do the crab.
And also, theirs will be better. Of course I will. If they want me to do it, yeah, hell, why not? Okay, now we're going over to the red carpet again, and it's the two hosts, Nick Grimshaw and Rita Ora. And do you know what? There's nothing more relaxing when you're about to host a live award show than when you arrive, your outfit being slagged off royally by somebody on the red carpet who's interviewing you.
I couldn't understand it at all.
That must have made Grimmy feel really at ease.
I just thought he didn't put much effort into it right at the start.
It's because I told you there's two different outfits, one for arrival and one for when he's on stage. Listen.
I mean, it feels lovely, but I expected something different.
Why?
I don't know, because you're hosting the awards.
I'm not wearing this to host.
That's what I said to you.
This is just for arrival.
I don't understand. Oh, you're wearing a rival outfit?
Yeah.
Can I ask, is that box fresh? It is, isn't it?
It's really box fresh.
Yeah.
It's really box fresh. And actually, I really liked it before I tried it on and then I tried it on and
didn't. Sorry about that. I was just greeting these amazing people. There's so many people outside.
So many people.
More than last year. And what I said was in the car, I said, I think there's more people because we're hosting it again. What do you think?
Yeah, rate yourself.
And the thing is, it went so well last time, so you must be worried.
Yeah, no. I think it's going to be all right. We've not rehearsed it at all.
Oh.
Like we got here yesterday and we rehearsed. We were here for like, 4 hours?
Yeah,
and
we did
three links.
Yeah.
But you know what to do.
Yeah,
do you know what? Chat. I'm very lucky that I get to work with my friend. Yeah. I mean, it's not even like work. And for me, this is just so exciting because, you know, I'm not performing, so I feel like the pressure's off.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
I'm just having a
good
time.
It's quite a serious job presenting, actually.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty hard to read, like, the script and remember the words.
Who do you think's the better looking out of each of you?
I mean,
isn't she?
Oh, thanks, Grim. I mean, he's right, so...
Well, that's a unanimous decision, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Rita, when you sleep, do you sleep naked?
Sometimes, yes. I mean, it depends on if I'm alone or not.
Mm. Right.
Mm. But usually, you know, I'd like to be comfortable, yeah.
How is the worry if a burglar comes? And then he's like, embarrassing. You
maybe
know,
I won't burgle because you can distract them.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at this.
Is that the first thing you think of when a burglar is in your house?
Yeah. You have to sleep by the door. Make sure that, you know, you're facing the door when you sleep.
Now, the reason we asked you that is because the last people, Little Mix, set the question for the next pop star. So that was their question.
Oh.
So what would you like to ask whoever it's going to be next?
Make it difficult as well.
Make it really awkward for us.
Because you won't be there.
Why is their ex their ex?
Wait, what?
Why is their ex their ex? Like, why did you split up with them?
Okay, well, that's an awesome question.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, like, what do you think it is?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Cool. Who's it going to be?
I don't know. It could be Nick Jonas.
Oh, God.
It's fine.
Oh, whoever's going to be in the next car. Listen, okay, good luck, guys. Good luck, good luck.
Oh, it's
got
a lady.
Lipstick on my teeth.
Oh, just it's a little the bristle kicks. Okay, good.
It's gone, it's gone.
Cool.
All right, got to go now.
All right, love. Thank you very much.
Also, my mirrored sunglasses really helped because Rita Ora had lipstick on her teeth. She could see the lipstick on her teeth in the mirrored sunglasses, and I managed to wipe it off one of her teeth.
Good.
So, bonus. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm slightly concerned that the more you hear these interviews from the Teen Awards, the more tired I was getting. I don't know, I got a bit delirious at one point. Listen how I start the next interview.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know why I did that. So the next one is with Rizzle Kicks. If you just tuned in, we're playing you all the stuff that we did on prime position at the red carpet at the Teen Awards yesterday. We spoke to pretty much everyone. Our chat with the Vamps is coming up, and now Rizzle Kicks. Now, do you remember, we're getting each artist on the red carpet to pose an awkward question to the next artist that appears on the red carpet, and we have to ask it. By then, they've gone, so they don't have to ask it. So Rizzle Kicks 1 is coming up. And also, we talked to them about how they love dressing up as girls, like most of the time.
Okay, here we go.
Great.
And here's Rizzle Kicks. Hi, welcome back to the Teen Awards.
Hello. Hello, Scott.
We kind of expected you to come in your female alter ego that you've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, with the Rita
Izzy
and Iggy. Is he Aguero? Is that a name?
That's her, yeah.
We would have, but
I don't know why we didn't.
I do like it that you sometimes drag up, though.
Oh, you know what? In festival season, any festival that was, like, fancy dress, had a fancy dress kind of vibe, like Best of All or Secret Garden Party, I was there in a wig, yeah. And no one will know.
Jordan actually looks really good in a wig, isn't
yeah.
it?
You make a fantastic woman.
I think I do make a fantastic woman. I think
do.
A couple of my friends have found it a bit uncomfortable because they've wanted to kiss me.
Slightly confusing.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, ask the question.
Really?
Yeah, go
Who
for
wants
it.
To answer a difficult question?
I'll do it.
Why is your ex your ex?
Wow.
Why is what?
Why is your ex
because
your
I had, ex? Because I had an existential crisis.
What do you mean?
That's a big word.
I felt that I was too young and didn't know enough about life to be able to sustain a long-term relationship.
So you ended it?
It was a mutual thing, actually. Okay. She's lovely.
It's
We're still friends.
It's never a mutual thing.
I mean, it is.
It
was.
One of you's got to bring it up.
I brought it up.
Oh, right.
And then she agreed.
Yeah. She's like, actually, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. You're a joke. You're a joke.
Now, that awkward question was posed by Nick Grimshaw. He, the idea is that whoever we interview last has to pose an awkward question to the next one. So,
who's your least favourite artist performing at the Teen Awards?
Yeah, that's nice. Oh. Who are you looking forward to seeing the least?
Yeah. Teen Awards.
Cool, we'll do our best.
All right.
Thank you.
Cheers, lads.
Love. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So our last interview was with the Vamps, who literally swept up yesterday. Best British group, single, breakthrough act. They did so well. And I play you live from the Teen Awards, Cecilia, after this little chat.
Hello, the Vamps.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. I noticed on one of the gossip sites the other day that they said that you've gone all grunge now. Is this a conscious thing?
No, I don't think so. I didn't know we'd gone all grunge, to be honest.
It's just a bit more leather happening.
We do like a lot of leather, to be honest.
But you always have, I think.
Yeah, we have. I think people are just noticing it more now.
I think it's like the Vamps have gone grunge, like it was their headline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sweet.
Brilliant.
Are you going to ask the question?
Oh, shall I ask it?
Ask it.
Who are you looking forward to seeing the least at the Teen Awards?
The Vamps.
The Vamps.
Yeah. Oh, you can't say that.
Awful. I heard there was a Canadian boy, Shawn Mendes or something, and I'm not really interested in him or something.
Really?
Not really interested.
No, you don't rate him?
No, not really.
This is quite weird for us, because it's like, I'm so used to seeing you guys, and then it's like, you've got an extra member.
Yeah. He's just joined the band.
One. The tall one.
Would you ever join the Vamps, or are you just happy at being yourself?
If I had to join a band, it'd be these boys. I love them.
Are you just
Stop
saying
it.
That?
No, I
would
don't
you rather be in One Direction?
I don't know. I think I'd stick around with these, but I got to get a leather jacket.
Yeah.
You're not grunge enough, Sean.
No.
Hey, so the Teen Awards is upon us once again. You're performing later. Is there ever a time where you're like, I'm really bored of doing this particular song?
No, not really. I mean, like, we're very lucky that we enjoy the songs that we write and perform. So, no, not really. I mean, it's going to be fun today to get to play the Teen Awards. We were here last year. Yeah. And it's so weird how much has changed in a year. So
a lot's changed for you.
I know, so much. It's been a busy year. Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Didn't we have a lovely time at Teen Awards yesterday?
Yeah, it's great.
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed being in the car with you as we got out onto the red carpet. And I like it that it's now on your Facebook, the video that you took.
It's great. It's a video of you... waiting to go out the door, and you go, oh god, they're all just going to shout, oh look, it's the crab off Strictly.
And then you say, go on then Krabby.
Like, go on Krabby. And push you out the door.
Out you go, Krabby.
It was like you being pushed out the door to do a skydive.
It was.
Go on, Krabby.
I don't want to go.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Go. Just go.
But then when I got there, everyone was like, good.
That sounds a bit like me singing.
Yay!
I joined in.
Okay, so it's a special Teen Awards real or no real today. Are these true or not?
When Greg James played the warm-up DJ set at yesterday's Teen Awards in front of 10,000 people, he played his music off a SpongeBob SquarePants-shaped USB stick.
Oh, you see, I'm gutted I missed this. How was it for you?
Great fun. So fun. It was really easy.
Like the most receptive crowd you'll ever have.
Yeah.
You can play anything. And as soon as you shout, they will shout back. And it's just, like, you can't get an easier DJ set than that.
It was mad. I loved it.
Biggest song?
Well, two biggest, Shake It Off.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I played Don't Stop by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, I bet they love that.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, Ashton's not going to be here. He's not very well. Here's a little taster.
A lot of Get Well Soon Ashton messages in the crowd as well outside on the red carpet.
Did you see that person with a massive poster?
Yeah.
I think she was dressed up as a superhero as well and then had a massive poster saying Get Well Soon Ashton.
Yeah.
I was really impressed that someone brought an aubergine poster and showed me it.
They put
an aubergine emoji on a poster.
On a poster.
And they're like, hey, Greg, look, aubergines.
I love it. But did Greg use a SpongeBob-shaped USB stick for his DJ set yesterday? I wasn't there at that bit, so I don't know.
I'm going to say no real.
Oh, but then I don't know if you're double bluffing here, because obviously you know the answer. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Oh, where did you get that?
I just found it in the office.
That's so good.
there it is. There's a picture of it there.
Oh, that's lovely.
But it sounded great.
This next fact is about the outfit that Greg wore on stage at the Teen Awards yesterday.
Greg James's Wonder Woman costume had only been worn once before on BBC One in 2007 by Richard Madeley in a comedy sketch for Children in Need Night.
I mean, that is the career trajectory, to be fair, so I'm not ashamed of that.
So the Wonder Woman costume only used once before.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. But before, it had the body of Richard Madeley in it.
The body of? He was alive.
He was alive.
I'm sure I once was... I'm sure
he was
I once,
awake.
I'm sure I once saw a BBC episode of... a Blue Peter episode, where they talked about the costume department at the BBC.
Mm.
And there is this special place where there's all these old props.
It's called Auntie's Costumes.
Mm. Right. And anyway... I
don't think it's there anymore, love. I think they sold that off.
Is it not there anymore?
Don't think so.
No.
It's about as long time ago.
So we'd have to do a private hire on this one.
Yeah, you
so
would,
therefore,
actually.
Therefore, I'm saying no real.
Oh, I've kind of given it away now, haven't I?
You have given it away.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No, it was it was box fresh, wasn't it? You got out of the packet.
It was box fresh, and it fitted like a glove.
It did, actually.
I gave it to Shannon, the teen hero, afterwards.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I mean, she just got a guitar off Fall Out Boy. I went, you can keep the outfit as well. Oh, what a day you've had.
Day made. And next.
Backstage at the Teen Awards, Jameela Jamil was heard telling Ella Henderson's manager to fetch her an ice cube for her to hold in her mouth as a way to cool her down under the lights.
Right.
There's a lot going on there.
Lots going on. So why did she specifically ask Ella Henderson's tour manager?
I think it would possibly be the nearest person that looked like they were, you know, doing something at the time.
The nearest minion.
Yeah, and she was a bit hot. It was hot under the lights. So Jamila's tip, if this is true, just suck on an ice cube and soon you'll be cool again.
It's a good idea.
But is this real or no real? What do you think? And show me your workings.
Okay, so the manager would have been knocking around. It is quite frantic backstage, isn't it? It's very hot there yesterday.
And so we're saying Jamila's got stressed and instead of just waiting, has gone, you know, fetch me an ice cube, you.
You.
And they've responded. Did it say that they had successfully done it, or is it just that Jamila had asked?
I don't know.
Okay. And they just said, jog on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to use this trick more if it's true.
I think it seems like a good idea, but would Jamila have asked for that? I don't think so.
If this is a thing that she does regularly, then surely she'd bring her own ice cubes.
So
in a cool box.
Jamila Jamil's trick with an ice cube, real or no real?
No real.
I think... All right, I'll go for real to make it a game.
That one is real.
Wow. That happened, did it?
Yeah, that happened.
And did they provide one?
Yes. Jamila also says you can dab the ice cube on your wrist. Also has good effect.
Okay.
And finally,
after a misunderstanding in the Wembley Arena canteen, one of Rixton's American management team returned to the band's dressing room with four glasses of neat orange squash for the band.
Oh dear.
Americans don't really understand the concept of squash.
Ah. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Undiluted.
Yeah.
There was a backstage bit where there was undiluted
cordial.
Yes.
Cordial.
It was clearly causing a problem because eventually a sign went up saying you need to put water with this.
Yeah.
And you know, do not drink straight.
Sign went up.
Yeah.
A sign had to go up.
Because there were Americans just literally pouring it all in and thinking it was like orange juice. It was like, don't drink that neat.
Good.
So I can imagine that mistakes were made early doors. With Rixton.
I was refused food.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why was that, please?
I didn't have a ticket.
No.
But I don't really understand the ticketing system because everyone in there is allowed food, right? I don't really understand.
Right, okay.
Who's not going to be able to get a ticket? I don't understand that. Anyway, so undiluted, this definitely happened.
Orange squash,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Real.
You saying real, both of you?
Yeah. That one's real.
Yep, that's right. Transatlantic orange squash mix up there for Rixton. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real, Teen Awards special.
It's a draw. I got 30, Greg got 30.
Good. What's on today, my darling?
Well, after I've dabbed my wrist with ice cubes, I'm going to be doing the show. And Ricky Gervais is a star caller today. We have lots of highlights from the Teen Awards, and that's about it.
I'm hearing that Rixton did have to drink neat orange squash.
That's why they were buzzing.
Didn't find it that refreshing. The Scott Mills Daily. So I didn't exit from Strictly Come Dancing somehow on the weekend. Don't know.
You've done really well with this, actually. It's gone on longer than I thought it would.
I just want to thank the public.
Ride the wave.
You know what I mean? It's been a roller coaster for me, this. I'm really enjoying it. However, Chris has got a slight problem with the when you get voted off dance.
Yeah, this is my new thing I've noticed. I'm new to Strictly this year, to be honest. I've watched every episode this series. But the thing that annoys me is it's all so prepared and lovely up until the point where you get voted off.
And then they go, right, thanks very much. You've been a brilliant contestant. And here is the music for your last dance. And honestly, nobody has even thought about it. So there's no choreography. And on a dancing show, you think that you might?
It's a shambles that your final dance is just rubbish.
Well, so what they do is play something like the Titanic theme and you're just supposed to, like, have a little shimmy around. It's really bad. Not planned in any way. So you think you want us to choreograph that as well, right?
I just want it thought through slightly more. I mean, bring back the crab, but also throw in all those dance moves that you haven't yet done.
Like?
The sprinkler, lawnmower, stacking shelves, fishing rod.
Yeah, you need to... Oh, sorry.
Yes?
Hi, I'm still here.
Hi.
You need to go mad. If you get voted out, you need to just go crazy. Pick up people from the audience. You need to pick up a granny from the front row.
Swing around.
Yeah, you need to get Tess involved.
Throw it around like a bit like Judy Murray was.
Everybody. Yeah, you need to get everyone involved.
Also, if the contestants start gathering around, because that's what they do, they all gather in, push them back.
Okay,
so
get out.
Now. We'll deal with this in the pub.
This is my one. Wait till you're out.
Those are the best bits of Monday's show. Join us tomorrow, Radio 1, 1 o'clock, including Innuendo Bingo 1:45 with our guest, Jack Whitehall. That's going to be good.